Early edition on Sports Radio 610 answers the questions you send us at homeshowradio.com. I'm Charlie with Tom, and on the line, our home show pro for everything green that grows, and that's David at RCW Nurseries. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Charlie.
I've got three questions for you this morning, so we're going to bang through this in kind of a lightning round kind of way.
Okay.
Stephanie from Sunnyside asks, she has poison ivy and poison oak coming through her fence from the neighbor, so she can't get at the root of it. She's wondering, what can she do to treat it so she won't have it on her side?
She can cut the stems down to where she can, you know, take some a brush killer or a stump killer. There's actually labels for poison ivy killer that she can actually take and put in like on a paintbrush and then paint the stems that she can reach so it'll kill it down to the root.
So she'd actually be doing a favor for the neighbor if she does it right.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Anthony in Deer Park says several trees in his yard have raised flower beds around them, one with red vincas. The only thing is that he noticed the squirrels were getting into the bed. She hasn't been able to get any flowers on them. Obviously, I think the squirrels have other designs on that dirt. What's your advice for Anthony?
There's some products that you can actually buy and spray. I don't sell too many of them, but the best thing I've found for home remedy use is cayenne pepper. And also I've heard about foxurine, and I've never used it before, but I've heard cayenne pepper and the foxurine both helps prevent squirrels.
But not human urine?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So all right.
You could try.
last question here this morning is from Sandy on the West Side, somebody who I know well. I sleep with her every night. We have fruit trees in our backyard. And this year, we have just gotten no yield off those trees at all. Why is that? Is there anything we can do to make sure we get more fruit next year?
The freeze we had in January was so severe, I mean, pretty much knocked everything back and then put a setback on some younger fruit trees. So the next year, we should get a new growth and new production of fruit, I mean, new production of flowers to have more fruit if we don't get another frost as severe as we did last year.
So basically, be patient.
Right.
All right, there it is.
And the more the mature the tree, it seems like the more they can go through.
These are real mature too.
All right. Are they really?
Yeah. So we'll just wait it out then. He's David. He's our expert on all things green. He's our home show pro. You find him at RCW Nurseries. Learn more about him at homeshowradio.com. David, thanks for helping us out this morning.
All right. Thanks, Charlie.